Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the official podcast of the Russian Federation. Ukraine? What even is that? The gentleman in front of me is leading the charge against the Ukrainian forces, comedy legend Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Our friend there's Poseidon. Yeah. And
He's a Chechenian rebel.
Yeah.
Zlavidanya.
What does that mean, bro? Are you a fucking spy for the Reds?
I'm happy there isn't a war in China, because you would have done a ching chong wing wong.
I was making stuff up. Vodka potato.
I did that once on an in-bed episode, and I don't know why I did it. It was like very in the moment. It was very racist, and we were dying of laughter.
You did squinty eyes.
No, I did. I did ni hao ru da, like that, yeah. and we just started laughing.
Who's we?
Me and the guys.
I wasn't one of them. Yeah, don't include me that's in this group.
No. Me, Alex and Veron.
Wang Tang Tei.
Yeah, I did something like that. Yeah. But it was so random, and it was so like, and then we even we said, that's it. We're getting canceled.
We can't get canceled. We can't talk about the war because nobody gives a shit anymore. Mm. Apparently, lives only matter for a little bit, and then the news cycle moves over to something more important.
Brown lives don't matter at all.
At all.
People that are white really matter for a week or two.
Yeah.
And then something else happens, and then we're like, what? Is that still going on?
Yeah, nobody cares about human life. Because exactly. You know why? There's a more important news story. In 2 weeks' time, at the Montreal Bell Center, a Guinness record will be broken. That record is for the largest live podcast ever. And the record holder is the gentleman in front of me.
It's going to be me. We have already more than 20,000 tickets sold, which is fucking insane.
It's going to be more than 21.
It's just stupid. There's only like the two little zones at the each end that still have tickets. Well, actually, four at each end. There's less than 500 tickets left.
So there's less than 500 tickets.
In the whole fucking room.
Get your tickets right now because this is going to sell out. And on top of it, if you are coming to the festival and you're watching all the French shows, my one-hour show, the first showing on the 21st, which is the day before the Bell Center, after the show's done, Poseidon is going to give away 10 tickets to Centre Bragg.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you don't have your tickets to Centre Bragg and you already have your tickets from Ryan or you want to get, who knows? You could be one of the winners. He's going to give it away, and he's going to see who wants to go and who can the day after. So this thing's going to sell out.
Yeah.
The record will be broken.
Yeah, I got angry today at someone because I'm renovating my house. I'm not even renovating. I'm hiring people to do shit.
Yeah.
But then there's stuff that, you know, they don't do, like just screw in a electrical switch plate.
I can't do anything.
Which is easy, but I'm like, where the fuck are the screws? Goddamn fucking. I'm just like, these motherfuckers. And then I just get angry.
That's me.
And then today, I was so angry. I was screwing in a thing. And I'm like, I need a fucking break. I need a break. So I went on my computer, went on Twitter, and read comments. And I was like, oh, you motherfuckers.
About you?
Yeah. And it wasn't even, it was just a fucking piece of shit guy. Someone, Stéphanie Vandelac, tweeted, there was an article about me beating the Guinness record.
I retweeted it, yeah.
Yeah, and then I start reading the comments, and they're super nice and funny. And one guy goes, yeah, that's an easy record to break since no one's trying. If Rogan tried to do it, he'd sell out in 6 minutes. And I'm like, it's true. Like Rogan, if Rogan wanted to do a live show, he would sell out. But the Bell Center is bigger than any fucking arena. It's the biggest arena in North America. My stage is small. So he'd equal what I did.
Yeah.
Or he could equal what I did. But he wouldn't fucking, it's not like he'd blow me away.
No.
Or if he did, you know, people like it. I was just, you motherfucker. He's saying anyone could do this.
So why doesn't he do it?
Yeah, so I just answered back, okay, I also have the record for most tickets sold for a comedy show at the Bell Center.
Yeah.
I guess anyone can do that too, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, this fucking guy, he made me angry.
I shouldn't, but these are people that he's, like I said, he's like, anyone could do that, so do it.
Anyone could do it, so do it. So what do you do? I live in my mom's basement. Yeah. Good, fucking piece of
anyone
shit.
Anyone could do that too. Yeah. She's very generous.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I never answer back to these people because I know that's just what he wants. Yeah. It's just to get me angry. And the only reason I got angry is because
you were renovating.
I was trying to fucking hang a goddamn curtain. If I was like that guy that I couldn't afford a curtain rod and I just stapled a flag on my window, then I wouldn't be angry. Life would be good.
You don't know angry until you go through what I went through on Friday. I could have and should have killed someone on Friday. Friday was the most absurd sequence of events that kept happening. Because he was already starting the morning show.
Yeah.
He was already
which already makes you angry.
Already made me angry that show exists. I go downstairs to get in my car and it starts up, but I couldn't get out of the parking spot. I wouldn't go reverse. I couldn't shift. It's like, what the fuck? So I turn it off, on, nothing. And there's a yellow light with a wrench that says check manual. So I had to find the manual, check the manual. And the manual just says that wrench. It says serious powertrain stuff. You have to go to the dealership. And I was like, what the fuck? Why doesn't it just say something serious? Why do I have to go to the manual? So I'm already pissed. So I go upstairs. I'm like, okay, let me call Ford. And I couldn't get through because I'm with Rogers and Rogers was down.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? Now I can't call. I can't leave the house. I can't even call someone to tell them that I can't leave the
house. And it's not like the old days that you were like, fuck, the cell phone doesn't work. I'll use the landline.
I don't have a landline.
You need to find a friend that's in his 70s.
And I can't go to my friend. I don't have a car.
So
I'm just going crazy
now. You
gotta
send smoke signals and hope that someone old sees it.
So I connected because I had Viber. I paid for Viber. And Viber, every time I call, it would call to Spain or Italy or someone else. Okay. Like, domo, kiddi, da, da. And I go, what the fuck? I hang up and I call back. It's the same thing. I go, is this Ford? Is this Ford? It's not Ford. I go, what's happening? So then I can't take
it. I've never used it. How does it work? So you dial?
I dial the area code. And
why does it go to
I don't know. I dial the Ford number. So then I got so desperate.
Were you doing 011514?
No, I did it after. Okay. I did it after because 514 kept going to Spain. And then it kept going the same shit. It's like, what the fuck's
happening?
Did
you do plus one? Because
stop aside. I did everything possible. Okay. So then I sign up to Skype. I get a Skype number.
Okay.
And then I finally get through. I call them and I tell them, please don't hang up on me because you can't call me. This isn't a real number.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, Roger's down. So finally I get through them. They go get a tow truck. And they give me the number for a tow truck.
But you're in an underground parking.
So I go, it can't get in. He's like, what do you mean it can't get in? I go, it's too short for it to get in. He's like, yeah, so put it in neutral and push it out. I go, well, I can't put it in neutral. That's the problem I'm having, guys. It won't go to neutral. So the guy's like, this is his thing. He goes, get a smaller tow truck. Yeah, so inside, I hang up and inside I'm fuming.
And even like just one thing before you get angry.
Yeah.
The guy that says put it in neutral, even if you could put it in neutral, the idea of an underground parking lot is it's underground. So you're going to have to get a friend to sit in the car while you push
up a hill.
And
turn. Absurd.
What a piece
it's
of shit.
And it's so tight in there. It's completely absurd. It's an absurd scenario. So I'm getting angry. I'm like, okay, these sons of bitches, like they're really not taking this serious. Mm. And it's like the way he's talking is almost like, man, it's a tough, you got to figure out a way to get out of there, man. So I'm getting angry. I'm getting more and more angry. I call my other buddy who knows about cars and I tell him, stop the show, come over. You're done with the car. We have to figure this out. So my buddy tells me, open up the fuse box. Take out the fuses, the specific fuses for this, so that it could restart the...
Like reset
the... Kind of reset the powertrain shit.
I don't know what the fuck it is. So he's like, so we open it up. We can't get the fuses because it needs a specific... what are they called, bro? Now I'm losing my...
Tongs.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is.
Like small tongs.
Yeah, it's another word that we're using.
Pincer? Fucking claw?
Forgot what it was. But
claw. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Like a little thing to pinch.
Yeah. So I get... A grabber.
In Greek, it's pensa.
But it's not working. So I'm like, what do I do? So we get into his car. We drive to Canadian Tire. We tell the guy what we need. Pliers. We tell the guy what we need. The guy, he's like, I don't know what that is. So like, are you? So then we show him a photo of pliers. And he's like, I don't know what the hell that is.
He doesn't know. Is it a French guy or English?
A French guy. Okay. So we're like, he's no, and my buddy,
and even when you showed him the picture, yeah, so he didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so me and him stare at each other. We're like, and it's funny because when we were waiting to speak to him, the guy before him had a similar situation because I heard the guy goes, "Is there a manager I could speak to? Like, what does anybody know what's going on?" Yeah. So then when he left, I was like, "Okay, that guy's just has a short fuse." But then he didn't know. He's like, "I don't know what the fuck that is. I've never seen it before in my life." So we don't have that here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, "They have that." So I'm looking for stuff, and then I go, "Let's just ask the other car guy." And the other car guy's like, "Yeah, it's right here. It's literally next to them, and it's a piece of plastic. It costs $6." So we buy
it. That means that that guy probably in the same day someone went to buy tires, and he was like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is insane.
The fucking round rubber things, like condoms.
Yeah, that's absurd. We don't have condoms here, sir. So so now you could imagine that I'm already like the fuse, and I have to be at Saint Jean that night.
Yeah,
we had a show.
Yeah, we were doing a show.
Fuse is getting shorter and shorter, Mike. So we arrive, we take out what he told to take out, we restart the way he tells us. Nothing. I still have the thing. It's lighting. It won't turn. So now I'm starting to lose hope. Ford's not answering. Poseidon's getting
and every time you'd call him, you'd have to go up to your apartment, get on Skype.
Get on Skype, get on the internet.
Okay.
So I started, inside, I couldn't take it. I was starting to get sick from the anger. Like, it was building up here. And I go, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to Ford. So we get into his car. We go there. I see the guy. I go, bro, what the fuck's going on? Like, he's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I go, well, someone has to know something. You guys are like, this never happened to anyone. I'm the first person this happens to. He's like, we have to find a way to get out. I go, I can't, unless it's going to be part of the building now. Yeah. The car just belongs to the building. We can't get out unless we can cut in pieces, unless we figure out how to at least put it neutral and then we could push it. It's the only, that's the minimal thing. But isn't there a way to reset the codes or something like via computer? Because it's all computerized. And he goes, yeah, actually, do you know a hacker? He goes, do you know anyone that has the codes and stuff? And I'm like, if I know,
yeah.
What do you mean? If I don't know Vin Diesel, I can't get my car.
Did you think that you work at Ford?
But that's the thing. I go, but you work at Ford. Yeah. He's like, yeah, but we can't really send someone there right now. And I go, but then how? So I'm losing it. Then the mechanic is walking us around. He's showing us different cars. Like, fuck, there's no car here that's like yours that has the same mechanism to show you what I mean.
Oh, so he was trying to show you, look, you do this, but but like this.
No, he told me if you're lucky, your car might have a latch under that you pull and it'll disengage the whole system.
If you're lucky, shouldn't they fucking know? Didn't they sell you that car?
Yeah.
And you got it new, right?
I got it new, 2018.
They should just like check on fucking Ford.ca or Ford.com.
The rage is building. These and then the guy tells me, oh, simple. This is the last thing you could try. Take out the unhook the battery. And he's telling me, he's like, you take out the positive charge and you put it at the back. There's a negative thing. You touch it there for like 5 minutes. It's going to erase everything and then put it back. And then that should erase the system. And then you should be able to restart if there's not a big problem. So I'm like, how do you do it? Because I don't play with batteries. And last time I went there, they overcharged me. I changed my battery there. It cost me $500. Mm. They did all kinds of other shit. Yeah. I didn't ask for it and they charged me for it. So I'm never going back there again anyways. So I'm like, how do you do it? And I go explain to this guy because he's going to do it for me. She's like, you take out the positive thing. And you put in the back, there's a line negative. And Poseidon's a little nervous because he doesn't like batteries. He has bad experience with them. And he's like, okay, I get what he's saying. So we're driving and I'm feeling nervous. Like, I don't like the idea of playing with batteries. Like the fuses, I didn't mind as much, even though I was a little nervous. But the battery, something bothers me. So we open up, we see exactly what he said. There's the positive thing and there's a thing at the back that's connected. And he's like, okay, I should do this. And Poseidon's feeling weird. And I go, you know what, Poseidon, don't do anything. We're going to wait for my buddy Viron, who knows about cars, to come over the weekend because I'm not taking a chance of you dying. My buddy comes in. I had to go rent a car now. So we don't have a car. He brings the rental. This is right after all that. So I go to Enterprise. I have to give a shout out to this guy, Lulian Miron on Grenet, this guy. Because he's there with me. I'm renting the car. He sees the two drink minimum shirt. He sees your face on it. This night. He's like, oh, fuck, Mike Ward. So he starts looking. He's like, yeah, the English podcast. So he's figuring out. He's like, I love Mike Ward. He's going crazy. So I get the car. And then he comes out and he gives me a free upgrade to the big Ford Explorer because he's a fan of yours.
Yeah.
So because of you, I got an upgrade. You got a better car. This guy's getting a shout out. So if you guys can go look for Lulian Miron on the Grenet Enterprise, fucking good dude. So he gives me that. I get in the car. I come to Saint Jean. And now I'm stressed out all Friday. I'm stressed out. I go, how am I going to get the car out? So next day, my buddy Viron comes. He says, what did he tell you to do with the battery? I tell him. He goes, had Poseidon done that, Poseidon would have died. He goes, he would have blown up. What you're supposed to do, and you have to take out that negative thing first, take it out from where it was, and then take out the positive, and then touch them together 5 minutes. So it was a whole different thing. So he would have been dead, which could have been a blessing. Yeah. So anyways, we do the whole thing, still the same problem. The car won't go. He leaves. My friend is like, he's sad for
me. So that thing that you do to
it erased everything, everything restarted, changed nothing.
Why don't they just put like they have for modems that you
a reset?
You use a toothpick and you hold it 10 seconds.
Oversight.
Couldn't they do that? Like hide a fucking hole somewhere.
There was another version of my car that had a little thing. Mine had nothing. There's no way of getting this car out. So then my buddy calls me, goes, look, I know you're desperate. Try one last thing. I just went to some forums, people that were complaining. Your shifter. Just smack it like an ass. Just smack it. I go, are you fucking kidding
Hit
me?
Hit it like a stepchild?
He's like, just smack it. Well, don't go super crazy. Just smack it once. He goes, there's people that are having the same problem. And I go, that can't be. So I go down, I smack it, bro, and it starts working.
And it worked.
I lost my shit. I go, fucking, no one at Ford is like, try smacking. Like, it never happened. They're just like, you know a hacker? Do you know someone that can hack into the mainframe?
You know, I was like, this is absurd. That was someone that sees Greeks as all criminals.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, Pentelis Paliudek. Okay, this guy knows. This guy knows mobsters.
Yeah, this guy knows. But, but all I had to do was, because apparently the teeth in the, it's a stupid wheel that shifts something. It comes off. Okay, it was a bad design.
Fuck.
I think they changed the design since then. But what? I went through all that shit, Mike. I spent $400 for a fucking rental for nothing.
Yeah. It was $400.
Yeah, it was like three something. God, for three. Yeah, it was three. I needed it all the way till Monday.
Yeah,
just
but
in
still,
case.
That's fucking crazy expensive.
And it was the weekend, so there was nothing cheaper. On the on Fridays, they jack up the price.
Yeah, they
like
jack
crazy.
Up the price. So it was good that he gave me the upgrade.
See, my wife had the same problem with her car, and then the Land Rover told her, we're going to get the part to fix it in between 1 week and 3 months. And she probably could have fixed it just by hitting it.
Yeah. Smack it in.
Yeah, and I found out, she told me yesterday, she goes, hey, my car's been fixed for over 2 months.
And they never called?
I was like, what?
Are you serious?
And she goes, yeah, they, because no one, I don't listen to my messages, voicemails, and she doesn't either. So she figured, like, they'll text, but they didn't text. And then she was listening to messages, and they were like, you have one new message from Land Rover, May 3rd.
Also, her car was fixed.
Her car was, like, when they said it's going to take between a week and 3 months, I was like, okay, you'll get it at the end of the summer. So we bought the convertible, and it took a week. So I spent a fucking stupid amount for a convertible that I could have saved.
No, I even called Ford, the main Ford. I go, can anyone there help me, like, with the situation? And Liz's like, what are they talking? And I go, well, look, the only options they're giving me is I have to either fuck around with the battery, which I'm not a mechanic, I don't want to, or find a hacker. And she's like, well, it sounds like they did their best. That's I go, me find
they
a hacker.
They did their best?
I go, doesn't that void my warranty? Doesn't that void? How is that doing the best? Like,
you know what
that
sounds like? That sounds like a really bad 90s movie. Mm. You find a hacker and then you fucking just start your car and then you end up robbing a bank.
It's so nuts that she also agreed. She's like, yep, they're doing the best they can do. Oh, it seems like they're trying to figure it out. And I go, how is that? But it voids my warranty. That's absurd.
It is, though? It's just because of, Yeah, if you would have done that and you fuck up your car, you're screwed.
Yeah, you don't have to hack into it.
Yeah.
Nah, they would have bamboozled you.
Yeah. But the thing is, now with the labor shortage, people can do stupid shit at their job and everyone goes, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
He's not, I'm not going to say that was stupid because then he might quit.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, it was just such a fucking frustrating. And then all that money down the toilet, I didn't even need to rent the car. I could just smack the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know that guy we talked about last week?
Adolf Hitler?
No, the engineer that molested a girl.
Yeah. Okay. Poseidon told me he molested another girl.
For people that don't know, he went to court because there was a girl. He was at a party. A girl was sleeping. He went in, took her clothes off, took pictures of her naked,
like a gentleman.
Stuck a finger up her pussy. She woke up. And then she was crazy. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Which is fucking normal. That's how you're supposed to react if someone has a finger inside you while you're sleeping. The judge told this guy, he got an absolution because he said, look, this guy's going to be an engineer and an engineer needs to travel. So he can't have a record if he's going to have a career. So that's what the judge said. Yeah. And the reasoning behind that, the judge says it was very short. Like it wasn't. An aggression that took a long time.
Oh, if you're quick, if you come quickly.
If you come quick, you're good. Yeah, you're like, it wasn't rape. I came right away.
I like that. That's fucking retarded.
So this guy gets an absolution. He's fucking front page news of every French paper in the province.
Yeah.
So what he does, he's like, fuck, people are recognizing me everywhere. He goes to Cuba.
For a vacation.
While he's in Cuba, he grabs a Quebecois girl's ass.
A French Canadian girl's ass,
and then she.
They do have nice asses, these French Canadian girls.
And then she tells him off. She tells him to fuck off. She's like, "Do you realize that's fucking
sexual
assault? That's sexual assault. If you did that in Quebec, that's illegal." Blah blah blah. And then she's giving him shit. And then she said, "I talked to him, and after like 20 minutes, it felt like he understood what he had done wrong. But then he told her something that is creepy as fuck. she finishes telling him he shouldn't do that. And he goes, do you realize that you're the only woman here and there's nine dudes?
Okay, and, I get what he's saying. He's leveling the playing field. He's letting her know that he's in charge and a rape could not happen.
Rape isn't off the table. Yeah. So then she's like, what a fucking freak. She leaves. And then when she gets back
home. Very charismatic, this guy.
Someone that was on vacation with her texts her and goes, fucking Google that guy's name. Google that guy.
But how did she know his name?
Because they had hung out. Like, they met. They hung out for a day. And then he grabbed her ass.
Okay.
And then so she knew his name. So she Googled his name. And then she was like, that motherfucker. So then she called the cops on him here. So he's probably going to end up, like, the way Quebec is, he's not going to do any jail time. But at least he'll have a record.
So look, the first time, it's like that old saying. Yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah.
And the second time, shame on me. Yeah. Right? That's how, at this point, he's just.
Who was it that fucked that up?
He's
was
just
it,
a cool dude doing cool things at this point.
It was George Bush.
George Bush, you remember?
Fool me once. You can't fool me again.
Yeah, he said, fool me once. You know what they say. Fool me once, and then you fool. Fool me twice.
Shame on you. And then fool me twice. And then shame on. You shouldn't fool me twice.
Yeah. He said, we won't get fooled again. That's the best.
Yeah, I remember that. That's in a rap song.
Bro, so hold on a second. So this guy, he's proven that even now, if he travels after what happened, he hasn't learned his lesson.
Yeah, he hasn't.
He might commit another finger or a rape or something in the future, and we're going to let him represent us.
Yeah, I'm going to compare him to one of my friends. I have a friend that... this winter got caught for drinking and driving. And so he gets caught. He lives.
He was eating and driving.
No, it's not him. But he gets caught for a DUI.
Okay.
And then he calls me up and he goes, do you know any good lawyers? And I'm like, I don't know any drinking and driving lawyers. So, but he goes, okay, I got the best guy. And he's helping me out. And he says there's no chance I'm going to get out of this because I was fucking shit-faced. And so this goes on. But because of the pandemic, it was hard finding a
court date.
And then eventually he got an email that said, look, we're not able to find a judge to judge this. So you're off the hook. So he tells me, he goes, fuck, I'm so lucky, because he's out in some fucking... He's on the Magdalen Island, so he's out in the middle of nowhere. So they would have had to send a judge from Quebec
to judge him.
He's like, I got out of it. And I'm like, oh, you're so fucking lucky. You would have lost your license. And he goes, and I go, at least you learned your lesson. And then he goes, no, but I didn't lose my license. I'm like... You fucking idiot.
You got a free pass.
It's like if you fucking you robbed a bank and then the bank didn't even notice. You rob a bank, you leave, the cops are looking for you, and then someone at the bank goes, no, I think this might be a clerical error. Okay, so there isn't 8 million missing? No. You should be like, oh, fuck, I have $8 million.
And no one's looking for me.
No one's looking for me. Don't go, all right, I'm going to rob another bank.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
$8 million, it's good, but $10 million, that's way better.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's what this guy did.
People never learn their lesson.
They push their luck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I haven't made fun of a disabled child, but I will again.
Yeah.
Definitely. As soon as one is every day, I fucking turn the TV on and I'm hoping.
You tried very hard, but then you found out he was actually an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah, what a fucking, just what a crazy week. But all that stuff just goes to show you that the Rogers going down thing is a bit bigger than people realize.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of Interact machines weren't working. You couldn't get your money out. That's why we can't go fully cashless. Yeah.
That's why the only person that could survive if there's a long-term Rogers crash is Floyd Mayweather. I was thinking about him when that happened, because he always carries. He said the funniest thing once in an interview. When he had first become champion, he had $17 million in cash with him, and he didn't have a bank account. Imagine.
Jesus Christ.
You have 17, and then the person was like, why do you carry $17 million with you? And then he goes,
where else am I going to put it?
He goes, banks get robbed. I don't get robbed. And then the way he said it, you were like, okay, yeah, all the guys with him probably have fucking a lot of guns, and a lot of gang like
affiliation.
So this nobody's fuck, or they're probably gonna try to rob him, but they're not gonna make
it. But even if the bank gets robbed, your money's safe.
Yeah, it's insured.
But
yeah,
it's only insured, I think it's, is it 300,000 or 100,000 that's insured? It? I found that out last year because I never cared. And then I saw this pop up and I was like, fuck, Suzukut is starting to make money. So I should Google. And in Quebec, it's 100,000 per account.
What? That's so if insured. You have 200,000 in your account, you lose 100,000 if you get robbed.
Yeah, like but if I open a bunch of accounts, even with the same bank, I'm protected.
That's so stupid.
So if I've 200,000 with a national bank, and they go bankrupt, the government gives me 100,000. But if I have two accounts, they give me 200,000. So that's, it's just crazy. That's dumb.
Absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dumb fucking rule.
Yeah, that's a little...
I didn't even think about that. There's a bank in Australia that went bankrupt last week.
Yeah.
Oh.
People had to vault their money.
Really? How can a bank go bankrupt?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, all of it's bullshit, right? Yeah. They I understand how they could, because the way the fractional reserve system works is, let's say you put in $1,000, they're allowed to give out money, like loans, of, I think, what is it, 37 times that? So the money doesn't really exist. Yeah. So they give you money they don't have. So I could see how if enough people pull out their money,
if
they can
everyone
be like,
at the same day. Yeah. That's why, like, when the pandemic hit, we were going into almost survival mode. So everyone was like, we need toilet paper. I'm going to get, if I have 4,000 in the bank, I want 4,000 in my house. And then they were like, no, just leave your money in the bank. Because if everyone takes their money out, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's going to collapse the whole system.
Yeah. In Canada, it's 11 times. In the States, it's like 100. Something times.
Fuck.
They can, really? That they can loan out. Yeah.
The 37 was a wish.
Yeah. It's like where is it? 100? Am I? Hold on. Let me.
Do you know how hard it is to take money out of the bank? Even like
now, it's very hard. I've been through it.
You have to tell them you're gonna do it. So like bank robbers now, I think probably only make like $700 or $800.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of cash in there. You have to tell them.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I remember one time I got so mad at this teller that I switched my home bank because of it, because she was asking too many questions. She's like, "What do you need the money for? What are you going to do?" And it was like nothing. It was under like $4,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck do you care? It's my money. It's not a loan. It's my fucking savings. It's my money. What the fuck do you care what I'm doing? I just want to know, what are you going to use it for? Now, do you remember this at Rockland Poseidon? The Rockland Scotia Bank, when the lady kept asking, what are you going to do with the money? I lost my shit with her. And apparently she does to a lot of people, because my other buddy had pulled out money once to go buy a car. He was buying his car from a guy. So they needed to buy, go to the SAC, do all the licensing. She was asking him the same questions. What do you need this money for? And he lost his shit. He goes, am I doing something illegal? She's like, no. I go, so what the fuck are you asking me questions?
Yeah.
It's my fucking money.
That's weird. Yeah, that's a weird lady. Yeah, I dealt with her too. And
big cunt.
Yeah, 100%. I remember when I had accounts with them, I switched because they were like very like condescending with me at some point. And because like I went through a phase where like I wasn't making much money.
Oh, yeah. So he felt even, because they're condescending. And
is what you call life.
Yeah. So during life.
Well, at some point, I had an Amex with him.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
But he was getting ridiculed by them. But he had no like they're treating him like shit, and he has no money. So he's just all it's doing is compounding the anger. That's how fucking school shooters start.
But see, I used that to make money. I remember one time I went to get a loan at Desjardins Caisse Populaire, the bank. Yeah. They say it's not a bank. Fuck you, it's a bank. But I go to that bank. I have an account with them. I wanted to buy a used Jeep Cherokee, and I had like $20,000 in the bank, and it was $28,000. It was used, and I was like, "Can I borrow? I want to borrow $8,000 to buy this car." And they were like, "You haven't been making enough money for that long, so we can't loan you $8,000." And I was like, "I'm giving, like, I have $20,000, like, and I'm gonna have a $30,000 car that all I owe is $8,000. So if I don't pay, just take the car." And they're like, "No, but we don't do that for cars. We do that for houses." And then so finally they don't accept me on the loan. So I'm like, "Oh, you fucking bitch, you fucking bitch." And then I was like, "Fuck it, okay." So I couldn't borrow to get that truck, and so I was like, "I'm just gonna wait, and then I'll buy a car. I'll pay cash." I waited a couple of months, paid cash for a Mercedes, drove to the bank, to show the lady the car I bought. I walked in, and out of spite, I looked like such a piece of shit. I was like, hey, do you remember me? And then she was like, yeah, yeah, you came in. And I was like, yeah, do you want to come outside? And then I showed her. I was like, amazing. You see that Mercedes? I paid cash for it. You could have made money. You could have made interest on $8,000, and then I could have become like a real, like a bigger client.
Yeah.
But now you treated me like a fucking peasant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought she'd apologize and care, but she was just like, that's fucking weird.
It is weird. It is super weird. It is super weird. But I get it. I'm a man too. I demand justice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I want these bitches to respect me.
Yeah. Yeah. I demand justice. Yeah. I was mistreated.
There's something funny though about the going to the bank, because Michelle, my manager, told me this. Like, whenever we'd go to the bank we both used to go to, all the tellers were crazy hot. Oh. They were crazy hot, and they were kind of flirty, but it felt fake flirty. And I was like, do you think we could, like, bang any of these? Like, we were both single at the time. And he goes, they know how much money we have.
That's the best.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Goddamn. Because we'd show up, we'd be like, yeah, look, I got $600. They're like, sir, you're at minus $1,700 in your checking account.
It's funny that the banks now, they don't make any sense. Because even mine, where I'm at Scotia, I'm looking now to move everything, all my corporate stuff, to TD. Because I've been like a customer with Scotia forever. I've been good. My corporate's been there. I don't owe any money. My corporation, Pathos Comedy, doesn't have any debt. It just has money in the bank. The money's coming in, everything. I pay everything on time. It has good credit. And yet the guy, I go, look, I want to buy a lot of equipment. So extend the credit lines. I could put on the credit line. So I could pay, you know, yeah. So I don't pay it all one shot. I don't use cash. So I have cash flow. He's like, ah, I'm going to look into what I'm doing. And then he goes, we can give you like a $4,000 or something. I go, what do you mean for that? If I could go to a new bank, and they'll give me because it's a business, they'll give a new business right now $50,000, a $50,000 credit line.
And you're a guy that's been paying his bills for years with them.
My corporate account is with you for years. I never ask for any. If I shut down this account and start a new one at your bank, you'll give me 50. Are you people fucking crazy?
Yeah, it's insane.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Yeah. So now I'm looking to just move everything to TD.
I had my bank. I moved a lot of my stuff to TD. I used to be with I kept my corporate stuff with Desjardins, even though the woman treated me like shit. Because it was another woman that treated me okay for the corporate stuff. But when I opened my business, they gave me a credit card with a $1,000 limit.
They did the same for me, and they won't up it.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, this is insane. And then after a couple of years, I was making like real money. I call them up, and I go, look, this is insane. It's insane. A fucking $1,000 limit. You need to up that. And then she was like, we'll put it to 2,000. I was like, 2,000's not enough. And she goes, no, but what you can do, we'll do a thing. Usually you're supposed to pay off your bill at the end of the month, but if you overpay your bill, that'll go like sort of a reverse credit. So she was like, so if you want to buy something that's 8,000, give us 8,000 and then put it on your card.
That's the dumbest.
And I was like, well, then I can just use fucking Interac.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, oh yeah, I guess you could use Interac. And I was like, oh, you fucking so bitches. Dumb. And then I opened a account with a TD. They didn't even do a credit check. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know what my business was. They were like, do you want a credit card? And I was like, yeah, okay. And they were like, what limit do you want? And I was like, I don't know, maybe like 10,000. Okay, we'll give you 10,000.
Yeah,
like if I would have said 20, they might have given me 20.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna go. I'm setting up meetings now. But I think I'm gonna just take everything and transfer it. They're gonna lose their business for being
stupid. I found
out
though, there was a guy since I'm part owner of my wife's business, and for the transfer and all that, I was talking to a lawyer, and he was like, you need your book of minutes to be perfect if you want a loan.
Yeah.
And he told me that, but I wasn't looking for a loan. He was like, if you want, I can handle your book of minutes. And my book of minutes, my accountant does it because I'm the only owner, same as you.
Same
and
as me,
your
thing.
So you it's not like you're going to sit down and go, Pentelus.
It's empty. I've never done that.
No, but technically you're supposed to, it'll cost you like, a lawyer will cost you like $200-$300. And then you go to the bank, and then you're like, oh, shit, this guy's Microsoft.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that next time I need something. Yeah. But, you know, I'm trying to run it whereas, like, I don't owe anything. Like, it's we got, because we have the rent, we gotta pay equipment, Poseidon, shit like that. So I try to keep it pretty tight.
I've always used my business account like a hot lady uses her old boyfriend. So I just like, I'll buy shit. I know it's not a business expense, and
you're like, yeah, it is.
I'll put it, and then even my accountant knows it. Like, now I'm better, but I never had a salary. I just, if I make $100,000, if my business makes $100,000, my salary is $100,000. If my business makes $4,000, my salary is $4,000.
Yeah, just spend like
I just spend like a fucking idiot that just won the lottery.
Well, Patel's comedy doesn't make that kind of like crazy Mike Ward cash, so I can't be that crazy. However, from what I know, because the wife, she was in accounting before, she was most people she goes in the big CEOs in Montreal. It's literally their business account. They'll buy anything. Golf clubs, fucking cars, shoes. And they're like, yeah, it's part of the business. I got to golf with potential clients. Yeah, this is a gift. Yeah, I have to buy gifts for... So she goes, it doesn't matter. The only thing is you have to have proof. Like, you have to have your receipts and stuff that the item was purchased, because what they don't want, what they're scared of, is they don't want like money laundering. They don't want you giving it to avoid shit like that, like people, mafia and shit. So that I get. So I have all my receipts.
One thing I found out, I've never done this. I don't deduct my alcohol expenses, but a lot of people, what they do, instead of buying... When you go to SAQ and buying a whiskey or wine or whatever, they buy gift cards, and gift cards are deductible. And then you use the gift card to buy your own shit.
That's actually smart.
Yeah. I've never done that because anyway, like...
Well, it's too complicated.
My drinks that I drink here at the Bordel, they're deductible because it's part of the business. But when I'm at home, I'm like, I don't want some lady at the government going... This guy drinks too much. Yeah. There's no way this man can fucking be functional.
Yeah, this guy's a problem.
Oh, but it can go with creativity.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a business expense, you know?
Yeah. But see, my lawyer, though, no, I'm sorry, my accountant, he's too by the book. Like, I need to find like a better Call Saul type of guy. Mm. I've been paying fucking crazy money
taxes
to the government for years,
and they keep coming back. I pay my taxes here. I got two letters from the provincial and the federal. They want more, and I was like, what the fuck? We lost money last year. Like, we didn't make, we're under zero because we lost last year. We lost because of everything that happened. They closed everything down. I go, how the fuck do you want even more money? Technically, there was no money. It was minus. Why don't you give me some money? You're the one who locked me down.
Yeah.
I didn't used to... Do you give them a bit of money every month?
No.
I never used to do that.
Should I do that?
I don't know. I never used to do it because I was like, fuck it. I want it. What I owe them, I'll pay.
Yeah.
But I'll never give them money before.
That's how I feel.
And that's what I used to do. But then at the end of the year, I'd always be like, how the fuck am I going to pay this? Like, I'd always lose my mind when I'd see the number.
I'm just tight, so I don't overspend. So it's in there.
Okay, yeah.
It's in there. So if they ask for more, I know it's impossible because, like, well, I clearly didn't make it because I don't spend on anything. It's just
I overspend.
Yeah, no, I'm careful.
I'm super tight and even cheap on a bunch of things.
No.
And other things, I'm like, let's say I'll buy...
The most generous dude I know.
Yeah. But when I buy curtains, I'll go to, like, a Bouclair, and I'll be like...
Too expensive.
Fucking $90 for curtains. Fucking Amazon has some for $30, and they're the same fucking curtains. So then I'll buy them on Amazon, and then I'll be like, these curtains are fucking horrible. These are fucking horrible. And then I'll go to a fucking Fabricville to buy fabric, and because I know a lady that'll make me my curtains. So I'm super cheap on some things, and then other things I'm like, let's just rent a jet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's just insane. Doesn't make sense.
But speaking of renting in jets, I saw, because, you know, like, Poseidon wears a fanny pack sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's like a thing now. Like, a lot of dudes wear fanny packs and different, but they want to...
Jack my style.
They want to get, known brands. So I saw someone in my feed, he had just bought a, because I don't know these brands. It was called a Fendi, but the same thing, was like a man purse. And then I was like, oh, I wonder, like, what are, like... Is there more compartments? Like, what's the big deal with this, right? So I went to the site to find the fanny pack to see what it is. And before I even clicked on it to see what it has inside, I stopped caring because it was like $1,600 for a man purse because writes Fendi on it.
Okay.
And I go, there's a limit. There's a line between getting good stuff and being so stupid that you rip yourself off. And that's that line. You cross that line. It's the exact same shit. It's a fanny pack.
Yeah.
It's not worth $2,000. It's a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's a little absurd. Like I was at Carrefour Laval the other day, and I walked into the store called Coach, I think it's called, and they had like a men's section, and it was a fanny pack, and I looked at the price, it was $4. I'm not paying. I'm never $4
for a fanny pack. Yeah. And I'm telling you was with the tax about $2,000.
Yeah,
for a fucking fanny pack.
Yeah. One of the owners here, Laurent Paquin, he loves satchels or fanny packs or whatever, like man purses. And he has a bunch of them. Like, he's almost like a, he shops like a lady.
Yeah.
And he came in once with a really nice bag. And I was like, that's a nice bag. And I never notice guy bags. And I'm like, that's a nice bag. And he goes, yeah, I went to New York to pick it up. They don't have it here. And I was like,
God damn.
How much is it? And he was like, that's $2,800. I was like, US? Christ. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, and then he starts no, but you know, it's the only fucking he drives a shitty old car. He goes, I have a shitty old car. And he was just making like, and it's okay. Like,
it's okay. Yeah, you make money. Yeah, spend it.
But I was like, God damn, that's insane. But see, that's insane to me. But
we were on a jet 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were on a private jet. And see, like, because you decided, you're like, yeah, it's not that much money, $30,000. Yeah.
And like now I want to do a little tour of Suzuki.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about, okay, I think I'm going to charter. And so it's insane. It's completely fucking absurd. Insane. It's crazy. Because I don't have a lot of money. Like, if you look at my bank account.
But that's what I'm saying. It's completely absurd.
I'm fucking, like, I'm 3 months away from poverty.
You're living, your decisions are being made like a 15-year-old that got his first job. Yeah.
I'm living like a 15-year-old that got his first job and has 2 months to live.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like, Billy, you have cancer and you're making $19 an hour.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I got
all
this.
Right, I got
we're going to the strip club.
Yeah.
You're like Ric Flair of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ric Flair still overspends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, well, I think he went bankrupt a couple times. He lost everything. Like, he overdid it.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I try to be smart. Yeah. I try to be smart with the money. Like, I'm scared. Because the thing is, I have too many dependents.
Yeah.
Like, even Poseidon, I consider him one of my dependents. I feel like if I go stupid, and then I'm like, ah, look, bro, we can't pay the rent or you because I decided to buy a Fendi bag or whatever. No. I'm going to feel too guilty.
I only started spending like an idiot, though, when I knew all my people were good after.
Yeah.
Even now, at first it was because since I'm diabetic, I couldn't get life insurance on my mortgage. And I'm the only one that pays the mortgage. So I was like, fuck. Like, the first couple of years I had a mortgage. And the house was worth $117,000. So it wasn't much. But I was like, if I die, Marie is fucked. She's fucked. So I need life insurance. Then I couldn't get it. And then finally I got life insurance that if I died, it paid off the mortgage. So I was like, okay, she'll be good. But she'll still need money. So then I was like, okay, I'll buy this. And then when that was paid off, as soon as I had like more than one place that was paid off, I was like, okay, I can die now and she's good.
Should I get life insurance? Am I too young?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I lead a dangerous lifestyle.
You need to get life insurance young. Because when, and since you don't have any medical issues, because my brother, when I got my first life insurance, the price I paid, since I'm diabetic, they treat me like an old man. I was in my late 20s, and I forget how much it was. I only had $50,000 if I died. My brother, who was super healthy, older than me, but only early 30s, he would get $1 million if he died. And we were both spending the same amount. And now, so if you get life insurance now and you die next year, your wife will get like $2 million. But if you pay the same amount and decide to get it when you're 50, she's gonna get nothing.
How much does that cost me?
Probably like maybe $2 million. It'd be maybe $100 a month.
All right, I could do that.
It's and it's deductible.
Exactly. I'll let the corporation
put it as a company expense.
I'm the company. Deductible. If I die, we're all fucked. You got.
And I've heard of a hack. Now I'm not smart enough to actually.
You hit your fucking insurance salesman on the head, and then there's like a reset.
I'm not smart enough to understand this, and I think it's only in the United States. I don't know how this would work, but you would have to research it.
You have to go to a school and shoot the kids.
No, if you get life insurance, you can become your own bank.
What?
Yes.
What does that mean?
So you can basically...
It's a weird sentence, but I like
it. So you can use your life insurance policy. Let's say your life insurance policy is $1 million.
Back on
you can basically borrow interest-free on it. So if it's $1 million, you can borrow that $1 million. So you can borrow $1 million. This is in the U.S. I don't know about Canada. In the U.S., you could borrow that $1 million to buy, let's say you want to buy a fucking complex, right? And as long as you keep paying the life insurance, you have access to that $1 million. You loan that to yourself. You pay no interest. You buy whatever the fuck you want, and you...
You just pay it back?
You pay it back, but I don't know. Now, here
I hope that's real.
Where they lost me is the process, because I was like, I'm not smart enough to understand this shit. It's like next level, like fucking economic
the
shit.
Mike Ward and Pantel's extended universe is getting $1 million.
But this was for the U.S. I saw a bunch of videos on it, but I still couldn't fully understand it.
Because if you have a life insurance that no matter how you die... They give you the $1 million.
Yeah.
Except for suicide, or if you're doing like stupid shit. Like if you overdose on fucking fentanyl, they're not gonna be like, okay, this guy, he didn't smoke, so we'll give him $1 million.
Also, they're basically saying, we're gonna have to give you this money anyway.
So we'll just give it to you now.
Is that what it is? That's absurd.
But it's a loan. It's a loan on yourself. I don't know. I watched videos, but I couldn't
fully
understand.
If this is possible, what young people should do is do that and take that money and buy real estate and let that pay for their insurance.
There's a lot of people on making videos and like, yo, people should do this. Like, apparently the rich do this. This is how they stay rich. Yeah. Is they just take loans.
Also, they stay rich because they're rich and they're not.
Yeah, also, but like they kind of take loans on their life insurance policy. Like,
I don't know how this works. Like
that. There's something ridiculous. Fucked up about life insurance. I remember the first time I got life insurance. There was something weird about it because I was like, I'm betting on me dying young.
No,
like
you're betting on yourself living.
No. It's because like you want you because if you die, like let's say you're paying $100 a month.
Yeah.
And if you die in the next 5 years, your wife gets $1 million. But if you die in 30 years, then she only gets 200,000. And then you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She gets less as it goes on?
You get less as you go on.
But you pay the same?
But you pay the same. So you're almost hoping that you die.
To get the better deal.
To get a better deal so that the people around you make money. So there's something fucked up that you're like almost like, ah, goddamn, I didn't die. I've been paying this shit for 30 years.
I'm going to drive through the hood really slow.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that word we can't say anymore? Put the window down.
Nincompoops. Nincompoops, all of you.
What up, my nincompoops?
It's so crazy. God, yeah, I didn't know that. So basically they give you less money as the years go.
I'm not even sure. I know nothing about
life insurance. About this either.
One thing I found out though about life insurance, I had a friend that she used to work on one of the TV shows I used to do. She was a producer. And she told me when she was young, she was a life insurance agent for like a year or two. And the commission that she gets when she signed a new client, you get that for life. So every, like when you sign, let's say she has a guy that pays $100 a month.
Oh, I get it. She gets the $20 every month.
She gets, yeah. So maybe the first year she gets 20%. And then after that it goes down to 5%. But she was still making like a couple hundred a month from customers. And she only worked for 2 years.
I have a buddy who's in insurance. I don't know if he does life insurance too, but he does like the regular insurance, health insurance. I'm going to ask him if he knows. I'll just give him a call.
You don't. Yeah, do you have insurance for your dog?
I don't have insurance for my dog. I tried to get when I first got her, but it didn't make any sense. The insurance that was available, it was like basically the max that they were going to pay was the money that I was paying already.
Okay, yeah.
So it was almost like, well, then why don't I just pay it?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I didn't even know that was a thing. And then when I found out, my dog, like the old dog, we didn't know how old she was, but she was like fucking 3 feet away from dying. And the young dog is like 10 or 9. So
they don't insure?
Yeah. I think they could, but it'd be like $500 a month. And then it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like after 10 months already, normally there's an operation. Yeah. You'd rather just pay the $5,000 instead of giving it to them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I saw it too. Yeah. Yeah. If my dog needs an operation, bro, and I could save her, I'll fucking sell my car.
Since I know that exists, next animal I get, I'll get her right away.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. Mm. But I think because my dog was older, she had problems, that's maybe why it was a problem. Because I remember we looked at it, I was going to get it, and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I'm giving them money that they're going to give the max is what I gave.
It's weird, though, because I'm saying I'm going to get it, and as I said it, I'm like, I'm not going to get it. Because I like my condo in Florida, I don't have any insurance on that place.
Terrible idea.
Because the best price I got, if I had all of my furniture stolen every 5 years, was the same price as the insurance. So, and then
but for what about a fire damage?
For fire or flood, there's since I pay HOA fees, the condo fees cover that.
Oh, shit.
So the only thing it doesn't cover if there's water damage that was caused because of my apartment.
Okay.
But I'm ground floor. So if I left the tub you're running, the only one that it overflows, it goes into the ground. So it only affects my apartment.
Oh, fuck. Mm. Okay, sneaky. I have to pay even at the studio every year. It's like $2,000 or something that we pay insurance.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah, yeah. My monthly costs are high. Like, if you sell the shit, to remain operational.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing's cheap, bro. Everything's expensive. That's why I tell people, be careful. Fucking don't spend on Fendi bags.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Dude, that fucking...
Even if I was rich, I don't think I'd ever... Like, on a bag, like, it's absurd, I find.
We all have our shit, though.
Yeah, we all have our shit. Like,
me would be cars. Me would be cars.
See, me for
that's
cars.
How you pronounce it.
What?
Say it again.
Cars.
Whores.
Oh.
Say it again.
You bastard.
Yeah, cars. I think like I always buy used cars. So even if I had like fucking 80 million, I'd buy a Bentley, but it'd be a 2012.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I don't know. If I was a billionaire.
But even used, like some items are collectibles. Like if I had like crazy money, I would have a garage. Like I would want a garage like Jay Leno. Like me, I would just go. I'd buy old stuff, new stuff. Yeah. I'd go crazy.
Not me.
There's the rarest car, the 19, the 57 Atlantic SE Bugatti. It's like $34 million. It's insane. Like
I would think go hunting I grew for up. That. How much? How much is it?
Like $34 million. Like it's one of the most expensive cars on the planet, but because it's the rarest. Like only 7 were made. It was like during World War II and shit.
Yeah. I wouldn't see. I'm not a car guy, so I just get in and I'd be like, I don't like this. There's no ways. I was like, this fucking sucks.
There's only a button to fight the Nazis. Yeah. I think I grew up too poor because I don't care about it.
It's a French company.
Since it's Italian, it's to join the Nazis.
Yeah.
It's to help the Nazis. Yeah.
Press 1 to join the Third Reich. And you join in, your car changes color, that's you get a swastika. You're like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Now, I think I grew up too poor, so I don't care about any of that shit. What, my goal is always, I'm always thinking like the only thing I would spend on is like a big mansion, but like secure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that nobody could get in.
Yeah.
And you could house anyone. If your friends, like if you go homeless, you come live with me. Like I wanted like a compound.
Oh, I used cute. To, yeah. all that used to be my dream. I forgot about that. I used to want a house with a gate.
And guards.
That's some Batman shit.
That's my idea.
So then
idea,
when people show up, the door opens.
Yeah.
That's how I have safety. And then everybody, it's so big that no matter what happens, you tell me tomorrow my house on fire or I lost everything in my bank account, whatever. It's like, pfft. Bro, I've come. Yeah. You live calm. Yeah. You know, that's what I want. Yeah. I want a compound.
Yeah,
that's
see, dope. I don't have a gate at my house, but I have cameras.
Yeah, it's almost a gate.
It's almost a gate.
I mean, I want the safety and I want the space. Gate. I want people to be able to feel like if they have to stay there, they're not intruding. Like they're comfortable. It's like, you have your own kitchen there. Don't worry. Like you're not bothering anyone. Like that's in my head, that'd be my ideal
scenario.
Like
a real compound.
Yeah, like a real compound. That would be my ideal scenario. So if you come, it's not like, oh fuck, I'm in his feet. Like I'm fucking this guy. It's like, no, bro, I won't even know you're there.
Just exactly. Because it's so big. Oh, it's like there's a famous businessman in Montreal. I'm not going to say his name, but he has that compound basically where the maids and securities live within his house as well.
Yeah, I'm not big on maids. I find it too weird. I can't have someone butlering around the house. I'm going to feel like a slave owner.
It is weird, but the house is known for people would just drive by it all the time and look at it and its gate and everything is beautiful. There's like giant fountains.
There's some beautiful houses.
Yeah. It's insane. It's a whole ass compound, bro. It's like houses and houses.
I was in Westmount yesterday. I hadn't been to Westmount in so long. Westmount is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so... I remember when I moved to Montreal, I used to just drive around Westmount to look at the houses and the buildings.
Same.
I haven't done that since probably like the early 2000s.
It's a fun activity.
Yesterday,
I
was like, God damn.
Yeah.
These are nice fucking houses.
Or going on Centris and seeing the big mansions for sale in Westmount. Yeah. Holy shit. There's one that's like 50 million.
I used to drive around TMR doing that. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Like, see what I do. Yeah. Like, even I always look at houses for sale, even when I'm not buying. And I don't want to buy. And I always look at affordable houses for some weird reason. And then I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm not going to buy this house. So why am I looking at a $300,000 house? I should look at $18 million houses. Yeah. And then I look at $18 million houses, but then I stop because I'm like, I can't afford this. So why am I like that? I don't know. There's something.
I like the daydreaming of that. I like. Yeah, yeah. I love daydreaming about that stuff. I'm a dreamer, my friends.
Yeah, I think I would put this in that room. This would be my office. This would be, you know, the kitchen.
Yeah. That's a fun. That's the thing that sucks about having money, is you don't have the dreaming part for very long. Like I'm not rich, but I'm rich enough now that if I want a Porsche, I'm like, I want a Porsche. I'll go to a Porsche dealership and I'll be like, I want that Porsche, and I have it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
there's
something
fun about going, it'd be insane to have a fucking, if I had a Porsche, oh fuck. And then you dream about it, and then you save up, and then 7 years later, you get a used Porsche.
I love that.
Yeah, that's the best part. Every nice thing is nicer before you own it. And then when you own it, you're like, eh.
Yeah, it's like broads.
I used to freak out about Porsches as well. And then I think I drove, no, I didn't drive, or like they had at an old dealership that I worked at, and I sat in and I was like, this is weird. Like, I didn't like it that much.
Oh, you're not a Porsche guy.
I like the Porsches, like, for the drive, but, like, the interior, like, the Panamera I love. That was wild. Have you seen the Panamera? Have you driven one?
No, I've never driven one.
I've driven a Panamera, and, like, the headlights turn when you turn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, and technologically, it's insane.
Now I'm scared of all this technology.
Yeah.
I don't want any technology. Give me something that works mechanically. I put some gas in it, and it fucking drives.
That means, though, that car, when it's going to be 8 years old, it'll be fucking cross-eyed. You're like, I got a Panamera.
It's going to look like a St. Dennis hooker. That's funny. It's going to be fucking bad. Yeah. Anyways, if you guys want to see St. Dennis hookers, I say you come to downtown Montreal in the next couple weeks. The hookers are all over the place. And you know what else is here? Mike, myself, and everyone else. Mike will be at the Bell Center July 22nd.
Help me buy a Porsche.
Yes. July 22nd, the biggest live podcast in the history. Come be part of the magic. And if you're not too sure, you're like, there's too many shows, was happening, my show the night before my French hour, I will be giving away 10 tickets to 10 lucky fans that come to that show. So you can come to my show, and the next day see Mike at the Centre Bragg event at Centre Bell, the Bell Center in Montreal. Poseidon
and
is online.
And Place des Arts.
Oh, also I'm at Place des Arts, which is nice.
Which isn't like nothing to look down upon. That's like the Place des Arts is the
big theater,
the big thing.
It's our like a big and I'm also at Place des Arts for another, so I have my 2 hours, my hour twice, and then the 28th big event, the French Nasty show, Les Rebelles. With Maxime Martin, Thomas Levac, Preach, JF Mercier, some surprises, and a surprise guest. We can't tell you who the surprise guest is, but it's surprising. Wouldn't you say surprising?
Very, very surprising. Yes.
Out of this world. And other stuff's gonna happen that night that I don't want to talk about, because again, surprises. So you get a good lineup, you get surprises, you have so much shit to watch this summer. Come check us out, because we're planning some big things. So either we're gonna disappear completely after the summer, or someone's gonna murder us. This might be your last chance to check us out. So get your tickets online, penthousecomedy.com. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.